Reports. A House panel yesterday summarized its classified report on September 11th intelligence failures. It pointed to U.S. weakness in surveillance and communications and lax congressional oversight. Congress has postponed reforming the two agencies most responsible for counterterrorism, the FBI and the CIA. Lawmakers will focus on setting up the new Department of Homeland Security. When the time comes, a half dozen members of Congress are uniquely suited to rework the FBI and CIA. Three of these lawmakers, all House Republicans, join me to discuss the challenge ahead. Freshman Mike Rogers of Michigan went after Chicago mobsters as an FBI special agent. Mark Kirk of Illinois, also in his first House term, was a naval intelligence analyst assigned to the CIA. Michael Oxley of Ohio busted bank robbers as an FBI special agent in Boston and New York. Oxley, a 20-year Capitol Hill veteran, says the traditional old ways must change.
The government, the president, and everybody is really asking the FBI to move from being a law enforcement agency, the best in the world, to a counterterrorism force. And I see this role of the FBI, CIA, NSA, as providing intelligence to the Homeland Security Office.
Congressman Kirk.
I worked in naval intelligence and detailed over the CIA, so I'll direct my comments there. Our $30 billion intelligence community has been designed to fight and win the Cold War. We have been supremely relying on satellites and high technology. But fighting a war against Al-Qaeda requires a human intelligence network. Taking a satellite picture of a courtyard in Lebanon where I see three people talking tells me nothing about what they're talking about or what they're planning. People ask me, how long will it take the United States to gear up for this new war against terror? And I say, how long does it take you to learn Urdu, Dari, Pashtun, Quechua? There are probably 60 different linguistic groups I can think of that terrorist groups are based around that we need the United States to be able to speak. This is not very sexy. We're not talking about 007. We're talking about hitting the books and learning the language and culture of many of these countries so that we can deploy effective agent networks and disrupt clandestine organizations.
Stick with the CIA for just a second. Any other changes that need to be made?
I think the major function that we'd like to try to encourage would be the closer cooperation between the CIA and the FBI.
They just don't talk to each other, speak the same language, do they?
Well, it's probably worse than that. At least it was worse than that when I was in the Bureau. I mean, it was so long ago J. Edgar Hoover was director, and there might as well not even been a CIA as far as he was concerned. And so that was a cue that the rest of the agents took. That has changed, obviously, and it was starting to change even before 9/11.
Congressman Rogers.
Same with the Bureau and the CIA when I was in. But there was one major difference. In the 70s, they passed laws, and there were policy decisions made that prohibited certain pieces of information being communicated back and forth between the agencies. Now, when you're telling an agent out there who's doing their darndest to collect information and catch the bad guys that you may go to jail, you could lose your job if you disclose this information to the other agency in certain circumstances, you want to talk about freezing good communication. That's a way to do it. And with the Patriot Act and other things that have happened here recently, we knocked down a lot of those barriers so that you can create this climate that you can talk to each other. Not only should you, but by law, you ought to be.
Congressman Kirk, what would you do with the FBI?
Well, it's important that we have coordination at the highest levels, but we not mix the two agencies. We're going to have a cadre of individuals looking at the domestic security of the United States who have that highest level of security and can connect the dots. And that's critical because in the past, quite frankly, the FBI, the Justice Department, wouldn't see more than 2% of what we had over in the CIA. And that's wrong. They should have access to that information. And this agency will hopefully give us a large enough body of people with the right clearances to be able to connect the dots.
Congressman Oxley, your old bureau, what would you do there?
I think that the next big step, and it is a big step, is to make certain that the FBI has the information technology, the capability to be able to carry out their functions. One of the frustrations, I think, over the years has been the FBI's inability to modernize. They have hired a retired IBM executive who has been very aggressive on Capitol Hill to seek the funds necessary to upgrade. And that's important that we do that.
Why was that? I mean, the rest of the world, you know,
grade school children were discovering
computers.
Well, they don't call it the Bureau for nothing. It's a bureaucracy, and they are really change-averse. And the leadership at the FBI over a number of years just simply didn't try to keep up with new technologies. They are now, and they're playing catch-up, but boy, this is a big chasm to catch up to.
Which raises the question, Congressman Rogers, is reform something that the agencies can do themselves, or are they going to need to be prodded by you on Capitol Hill?
Well, I think it's going to take prodding on Capitol Hill. As a matter of fact, when I was in, and I was in up to 1994, we were still using indices cards, which are 3x5 paper cards with criminal information on it in these big indice decks. Part of it was they were absolutely... I think they were a little bit afraid of technology almost, and they were afraid how to protect that information. Because, you know, the FBI had, we have counterintelligence, internal computer systems, and criminal indices, and they didn't want anybody hacking into any one of those things. And I think there was fear, plus the agents just weren't budgeting. They just didn't want any part of it.
Congressman Kirk, it's bad enough that these two old proud agencies didn't talk to each other very well, but now they're supposed to be under this Homeland Security apparatus and communicate with the Coast Guard and customs people. And is everybody going to play nice?
Well, we're going to force them to play nice, and we're going to correct problems. On September 11th, for example, we had INS watch lists with some of the hijackers on them, not shared with the FAA. And the key point of the Homeland Security Agency is going to be creating those cross linkages. We're also going to need reform in the CIA and NSA. They are cutting edge on technology. NSA has computers that in the private sector they would only dream of. The problem there is in so much information coming in that we don't have the bodies and eyes on the information to process it. I used to stand as a watch officer in the war room of the Pentagon. I would get about one message every second. An analyst, for example, looking at Latin America would get 1,400 messages a day. There are huge, what I would call vacuum cleaners in the sky, sucking in information for the foreign intelligence agencies. But sometimes we get so far behind in collecting information that we find critical information too late, as we did with September 11th. It's not high technology that's the problem. It's analysts and linguistic capability to rapidly translate and analyze data so that we can get more of a real-time flow of the information.
Well, that's it. I mean, the possibilities are endless. Who is not in the homeland security business? You can make a case for the agriculture department, anything in government.
I think the agriculture department is part of homeland security under this bill. Yeah. And that's where I think we need to be careful. And if we take a 1,000-person agency and a 1,000-person agency, and we bring them under Homeland Security, and we have a 2,000-plus agency, we have not done a good service for America, because duplication and bureaucracy are the greatest threat to good intelligence, not only analysts, but action.
Former FBI agent and Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan worked for the Bureau from 1988 to 1994. Congressman Michael Oxley of Ohio was an FBI agent from 1967 to 1971. Congressman Mark Kirk of Illinois, a former naval intelligence analyst, was assigned to the CIA from 1991 to 1994. All three representatives are Republicans.